Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, world? You are rocking with the Young Man Nuke, and this is Fresh Radio, where I bring you family, revolution, edutainment, spirituality, health, and hip-hop all in one show. And tonight, I have an awesome guest. It's been a minute since my guest has slid through the show to kick it with us. And man, we were just talking before the gig, and this is going to be an awesome show, man. My man Cletus, what's good, bro?
How you doing, man? I'm doing all right.
You know,
how have you been, life,
man? Just trying to maintain in this dirty game. That's all we can really do, man. Let the people know, if they haven't heard about you before on this show, let them know who you are and what it is that you get down like.
All right. Well, so just in my day-to-day life, I'm kind of a character. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm unemployed right now, so I'm using other adjectives to boost myself up. I'm a composer. That's what we're going to be talking about first. I like to make music for a hobby. I've already passed 500 songs, so I'm pretty proud of myself. For, yeah, 500 composed, published. You can go listen to them at audius.co/CletusY. And,
okay.
Yeah, I got all kinds of other stuff going on, too.
We're going to jump clean into this music because, you know, you said something to me not even 20 minutes ago that kind of piqued my interest. You told me that you've been composing music in silence?
Yeah, so all three of these songs, when I composed them, I had them on mute and even did mixing and mastering, you know, going through the frequency EQ and the compression and adjusting the levels, all that stuff afterwards, all on mute. Basically what was going on, I was in this film program, and I've been around. I've done a lot of cool shit with film, and a lot of it's gone forever, and I can't do nothing about that. But then people come at me, and they don't know me, and they don't know my story. And they just act like they're better than me. And so, like, but they don't know. Like, they don't fucking know. So I got mad, right? This one day, these two guys were kind of ganging up on me, and no one else was really, like, speaking up, taking anyone's side. So it's like, all right, well, goddamn, like, are we invisible right now? But when, you know, by the end of the day, I just felt like I was, like, do I get on the BART train or jump in front of it? You know, like I was in space.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But so that's what the music is for, right? It's my therapy. So I was so mad. I just jumped in there and I don't even remember what I did. Cause it would be normal for me just talking off the top of my head. Cause you know how I feel about 4/4 and 12-tet music, how basic it is.
Facts.
And so I'm not trying to be basic, but so I made a song called Fuck It, Who Needs Fame Anyways. And it wouldn't be weird if I had done that, but I don't remember because it's been about 6 months and I still haven't listened to them. I'm excited to hear how they sound. But I just made them in silence.
So,
I felt like I was, sorry. I felt like I wasn't being heard. So I made songs in silence to like, protest that.
We're going to listen to these songs because I'm interested in this just because it's songs in silence. So here it is. The first, Fuck It, Who Needs Fame Anyway?
Thank you.
dude. So, you got
that wasn't so bad.
Man.
What?
That sound like evil machinations through dark wind chimes.
Yeah, right. I liked it. I was like, wow.
And, you know, and for everyone out there listening, if you're just tuning in or if you weren't paying attention, this is his first time listening to it as well. You know, it's that's new to me. You know, I've never known anyone to produce without hearing what they're creating in the moment. So, you know, we're gonna move right along. You know, because we got two more of these instrumentals. You know,
I made them.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, well, I made them a couple days apart for two of them and a couple weeks apart for the first two. I was in the space. This is kind of going on for a while, you know. And separate from this, I was also just thinking about Beethoven. You know? Like, if I ever went deaf, if I could I deal with it? Because it's different now. I can't just sit in front of a piano and feel the vibrations. It's a whole nother beast.
Right.
But I could turn the volume up on some speakers and sit on that, I guess.
And that was my next quest. If you're going to approach it like Beethoven, you know, would you be feeling the vibrations? Because, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm not in the studio per se, but like just listening to that has a lot of low end. You know, a lot of low end.
Oh,
there's a lot of movement in there, so.
Yeah, if there ain't no bass, this ain't worth it, man. That's my shit right there. I'm all about that bass.
let's move forward to the next song.
Yeah.
I'm going to play another song composed in silence. We're going to listen to this one. I want you to come back and talk to us not only about your thoughts on first listeners, but we'll also talk about how you felt when you created this one. So let's go. Another song composed in silence, my man Cletus.
Nice.
Another song composed in silence. Man, look, man, Cletus, what you think about that? I want to hear what you thought about it before I tell you what I think about it.
I liked it better than the first. I was nodding my head. I was feeling it. I liked the pacing on this one better. Felt like the other one kind of ran long at certain parts. And I could definitely hear
this.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, what you can definitely hear? What can you definitely hear?
Oh, no, so I can definitely hear where, like, this one I was a little more hyped and a little more angry and, you know, and less depressed. it definitely comes through.
This one, it sounded definitely like there was some type of aggravated search going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I just played, what is it? Metroid Dread, I think it is, for the Nintendo Switch. And, you know, that kind of gave me that similar vibe to what was going on. Man, that game is crazy. It's not like the typical Metroid game. I mean, it is, but like, as far as story is concerned, you know, you were actually running away from something. And, it kind of gave this fear of something's coming to get you throughout the whole entire game, you know? So like, that instrumental right there kind of reminded me a little bit of that. We, let's go on to the third and final one.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got going on right here. This says a third song composed in silence. So let's listen to
number
the
third
three. My man, Cletus, yes.
Thank you. No, I don't know. I don't think I like that one as much.
Okay.
If I had to go back and do it,
man, I'll say
you know,
it like
I,
this.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I said, what were you going to say, bro?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, if I had to go back and do it over again, I would probably tune down the bass that and turn it down because it's a little louder than the rest of the track. I would take it down like three, like an octave, and then three decibels. If I could, if I had access to
that
file again.
That's one thing that,
What's that?
Barney doesn't even exist anymore?
Oh, no, I have it. I have the file. But I can't access save files because I only have the free trial of Fruity Loops. So, I paid for Reaper, so that's the next step is to learn Reaper and then probably get a subscription to Max. Then I can start programming from the bottom up. And yeah.
Okay.
It should be interesting, but it's a long journey. With
my thing with the track. Yeah, I understand. This is an incredible experience for me because you know, I've never even considered producing in silence. You know, whatever you have created, you know that's impeccable in itself. You know, it's definitely. Noteworthy for sure.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
My only,
and you know,
yeah, no, for sure. My two, only critique of that last track. Yeah, go ahead.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. My only critique of the last track is that, you know, when I first started listening to it, we'll say like about a minute going into it, there was a long pause, and that's when I noticed the pattern in the background. So, like when you said you would have mixed it a little bit different to bring that up or bring the forward down. Then yeah, no, I understand what you meant by that because that little track in the background, little kick drum pattern, that was definitely different. I like that. I like the way that was rocking and moving.
Yeah, that part was really good, and it's you can barely hear it. So I got to bring that up and bring that. Bring that baseline under control. bring it back down to reality there. But yeah, so you know, you live and you learn. That's the important thing.
No, facts. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. You gotta keep it moving and you know. You're the king of experimentation, dude.
Yeah, and you know, you can go on YouTube and watch me do it. I have all those videos posted on Subjective Visions Music, YouTube.com. So, yeah.
There it is.
You can go.
It's Vision Music. Make sure that you take that.
Yeah, you can go and you see me put it on mute. You see me messing around with stuff. Making decisions, and you can hear the other songs where I have a, you know, when the music is playing, you can hear it. There's a lot of silent breaks as I'm thinking about stuff, or like sometimes I'll just leave the recording going while I go to the bathroom.
That's all in the process.
It's all in the process. I just basically do a screenshot while I compose, and then people can watch me work, and it's all part of the process. Sometimes you just sit there and you stare at the page and you're like, what do I do next? And for these songs, since I knew I wasn't going to hear them until I heard them, and I knew that there was going to be a time was going to be right. And I felt like that time was probably 3 months ago and I kept putting it off. but yeah, So, you know, but there's a process. So, I do my drums and bass the same, like, I go through it the same even if it sounds different.
That process, they're going to have to find that out on the YouTube because, you know, I'm pretty sure that
yeah.
you may not explain, but I'm pretty sure your process is all over those YouTube videos. So definitely subjective vision. Check him out. One more thing before we get out of here, bro. You got these Etsy shops for the holidays.
Yeah, I got three.
Going around. Man, talk to him a little bit about these Etsy shops.
Yeah, so I've been making some hoodies. I've been making some placemats. I've been making some puzzles, notebooks, all kinds of cool stuff. I go through a print-on-demand shop. I spend a lot of time and dedication on all these images. What you see on my different shops, that's not even the tip of the iceberg for what is coming next year. I got 700 items in the Halloween store. This Christmas store, I just got started, so there's only 20 items in there, but by the end of the week, I should have about 100. And the images are out of this world, just a bunch of zombies eating Santa Claus. It's going to be glorious. So, yeah, that's the theme of the Christmas shop.
Eating Santa Claus.
It's Twisted Christmas Nightmares, but I changed it to Christmas Nightmare just to make it a little easier to Christmas Nightmare. And then, so you can go check that out at Etsy. The designs are going to be off the hook. And then you're going to post on your Instagram some pictures from my Halloween page. Those are the only pictures
okay.
I have up right now. The other stuff, they're mock-ups, you know, it's not me wearing the outfit, it's just like a model and a green screen. That's not as classy as doing it yourself. And
but still, you
like,
gotta start somewhere. Most people don't start it off.
I buy these items, I wear them all the time. They're so warm. Like this sweater, like this is the dopest sweater I've ever worn in my entire life. Like, I've never seen something this cool in a store. I've never been able to afford something this cool. And now, not only can I afford it, but I make them. I'm feeling
right. No, that's the best part. When you make your own clothes, that's next level.
Yeah. So, and there's going to be yoga pants. There's sweatpants. There's regular sweatshirts. And there's T-shirts. So, I got all the clothes locked down. I've been going through the hats, but I don't really like the hat. They have the trucker style with the vented back, and I really want something.
Okay.
I don't know. I want something a little more, a little something else. So I'll get to the hats when they have good hats to work with, and I want to do some sneakers. They had sneakers for a minute, and they'll bring them back next year, I think. So. But for now, it's just socks through shirts and hoodies and pants. So
do me a favor, Cletus. You got to tell the people where they can get in contact with you and everything that they do. Because I'm going to send them to these links.
Yeah. Yeah. So my Etsy stores right now, those are my best emails. If you wanted to go on my music page, Audius just allowed DMs. They just fixed that and made that happen. So audius.co/CletusY, CletusY. You can go to my Etsy stores. I got Frankly Deranged. That's a store that's going to make fun of Lisa Frank products, a lot of colorful demons. We're going to have this Twisted Christmas Nightmare store that's full of zombies eating Santa Claus and other stuff. And then my Halloween store is Great Autumn Designs, and that's just self-explanatory. The designs are perfect, and I love them. So Halloween, Thanksgiving, a little bit of Rosh Hashanah in there. And, yeah. I'll probably do Veterans Day next year.
Veterans Day?
Why not?
Okay. Hey, listen, when it comes to my visionary skills, you know, I have blinders on. I have horse blinders. So, you know, the blinders are put there for a reason, because if I start looking around and, like, I'm like a squirrel, dude, like, everything is going to catch my eye, and I'll start imagining things that shouldn't be there. But I would not have thought about Veterans Day, twisting that up a little bit. But, you know, that's why not, exactly.
Got to honor the troops, man. Troops need hoodies, too.
The troops. Listen, I got a couple of my homeboys. Actually, my stepson, he's in the Army, too. So, you know, like, yeah. No, that's just what it is. Man, clear this eye. Always. It's always a pleasure. I always learn something new when we get together. So, man, I appreciate you sliding through, dropping not
anytime,
only some new music to us, but new music to you. That's different. So, like, yeah, I appreciate that. And definitely everyone out there, go check out those Etsy shops. Trust me, they're going to be all linked up on the post that I'm going to post in a little bit. So, like, yeah, check him out and show a little love, show a little support. Even if you don't buy something, share something, like something, follow something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
favorite.
What it's all about at the end of the day. Man,
favorites help
me
out
a
lot.
Come back to it.
That's
algorithm,
right.
That's where we at right now.
That's right. Give me some favorites. That helps me out a lot. That would, if you don't want to buy nothing, just show, tell me what you like, and I'll make more of that. So,
see,
amen.
There it is. Cletus, like I said, it's a pleasure, dude. We're going to have to do this again, definitely in the new year. The new year is coming, so, you know, to all the listeners out there, we appreciate you guys listening to the Family Revolution, Edutainment, Spirituality, Health, and Hip-Hop all in one show. And y'all have an awesome rest of your evening. Peace.
Woo! Peace, brother.